Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I hope it's your favorite hour of the week. It is certainly mine. This is the time I get a chance to meditate with you after I spend my week doing what you know I do best. Good morning. Today, we're going to explore stem cells. I've done this before, so there's a part one to this. Today's part two. Tomorrow I'll teach a class, the first of three, on this absolutely, I think the word is redeeming topic. Redeeming because if you're middle-aged, as many of you are, after the age of 50, you find yourself at that, in a sense, wonderful point in your life where you've got enough wisdom, but maybe not enough health. You've got a symptom, maybe you've got a diagnosis, maybe you've got something even more serious than that. And too often you're told there's nothing that can be done. Now, we understand holistic medicine likes to offer alternatives. But the theme of this show today, as well as the theme of my website, always is, if you look to science, the supposed people who really don't enthusiastically support holistic medicine, you find that there's an undercurrent in the science journals, of things that really confirm what every holistic dream is about. And that really there's no holistic medicine and there's no allopathic medicine. There's only one medicine, the medicine that works. And when we talk about something like stem cells, it's a great example, and I'll get into this with my class tomorrow. It's a great example of how we take a divinely orchestrated process, the adult stem cell, the one that's in there already, working to create the miracle, and we study it, and we celebrate it, and then what we do is to improve it, we synthesize an outside, an exogenous alternative, and we call that science. And we gave the 2012 Nobel Prize to two brilliant scientists. Of course, you are on the website, right? StraightTalk.cc. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Straight Talk, that's with two T's, .cc, not .com. Don't get lost there on the internet. If you're driving, just listen when you get home, StraightTalk.cc. You're on the website, certainly, and you're looking at two pictures. Picture number 16. Go to picture number 16, the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine, they say, 2012, that's 2 years ago, Sir John Gurdon and Yamanaka out of Japan, and Sir John Gurdon certainly out of England, I think it's Cambridge. For what? For interfering with a divinely orchestrated process. I don't mean interfering as a condescension. I mean that our bodies produce cells in the bone marrow. They're latent in every cell of every organ, and this body of evidence is growing. That really in a state of decay, a switch goes on in your organ systems that begins to regenerate that organ, and that this is a known phenomenon. This is what we're going to argue today. We're going to show you two articles. You're going to have to put on your thinking caps today. You know my slant, and that is that you can do it. This is just not gobbledygook for scientists. This is just common sense. Really, the best science is simple. It's just common sense. You have to reach deep. You don't have to be a scientist to understand this. And that when you think you do, you're not really being taught science. You're being taught garbage science. That's the slant of the show. These two gentlemen have created a way of taking a normal cell, NA cell, and turning it into a stem cell so that it can get injected into your body, seek out the wound site, and flood your organ system with all these stem cells that were pre-programmed out of what was once a normal cell. Genetic engineering, so on and so forth. It's a brilliant. Certainly saves the embryo issue. We don't need embryos now. We can avoid that conflict, that argument. So these guys certainly deserve the Nobel Prize. My point, of course, is not to give you their story. It's to give you the story of life, which is that your cells, as you'll see today, have these stem cells already. The question is how do you activate them? Okay? The name of the show, Stem Cells, Can Your Organs Regenerate? Really, the name of the show is Stem Cells, How Do You Activate the Stem Cells That Are Already There? This, of course, in a nutshell, is what we call healing. My claim to you, as always, is going to be what we call healing is a very jaded terminology. It is filled with misconceptions, misdirections, polite nuances. It's a labyrinth that most people are lost in. Even the most ardent and ambitious of you are lost in it. Not to mention a good 80% of the population is absolutely, totally ignorant of it. So we have the McDonald's crowd all the way to what herb do I take for my injured organ. But both of them are on the Hershey Highway. Really, more fundamentally, are the real answers, which means the real education. Yes, you've heard it before. If you're new to the show and this is the first time, welcome. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Just listen. All right, let's go to the hard stuff. On the top of the website, sorry if you're driving, click to view the full article on stem cell therapy. Click to view the full article on cardiac stem cells. Both of these critical for you to understand today. It's a race to the finish line. I hope we can get through. Click to view the article on cardiac stem cells. Let's start there, okay? Okay, you're there. Yes, you're there. Good. I want you to turn now to page number 2. I named the pages in the upper right-hand corner. I put the numbers there for you. Look at this article. I'm slowing down a little for all of you. Some of you are not happy at the moment, probably. You can't find the article. You got to get computer proficient. Life and Death of Cardiac Stem Cells, a Paradigm Shift in Cardiac Biology. Great article. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4 MDs. You got hundreds of references at the end of this. Point being, the heart is a self-renewing organ. First page. Recently, bottom of the first page. Yeah, I'm going to read to you, so relax and let me read. Recently, an established notion of cardiac biology has been questioned. The general belief that during prenatal life, cardiac progenitor cells undergo progressive lineage commitments and differentiation, which results in an irreversible loss of developmental options in adulthood, may not be valid. It's saying, for years we've been taught, you cannot regenerate heart cells. This doesn't happen. Once they're dead, what I want you to do, I'm cutting in now, of course, as always, extend this to every single organ in your body. Your senile grandfather, your senile husband, your Parkinson-ridden wife, your friend in renal failure, you sitting there up for joint replacement, not wanting to do it in absolute agony. I'm talking about anything and everything. So we're using this article. We won't get to it, but there are quotes in the article that make it okay to make these leaps from, this is about the heart, but this is the same thing in your skin. This is about the heart, but this is the same thing in your kidney, in your bone marrow, in your spleen, in your large intestine, in your teeth, We have stem cells in the teeth. So now we're challenging this notion that the heart can regenerate. That's what we're doing. Go to the next page. It's page 2. Excuse me. Go to the next page. It's going to say page 3. Top of page 3. The heart is a self-renewing organ. So look at that picture there. The extracellular matrix. Do you, my consistent listener, know what extracellular matrix means, right? It means the space in between the heart cells. You got to understand the body's spaces. In between the cells is extracellular. Inside the cell is intracellular. What's blood plasma? What is blood plasma? Think about blood plasma. Think about you prick your finger, you spray the blood, a little drop of blood comes out. You're looking at blood. What is blood? Blood is cells, red blood cells. But it's also what's in between the red blood cells, which is liquid or plasma. That plasma is the extracellular space. A drop of blood has the cell and the extracellular space, which is water. The water plus the blood cells make this red liquid. And there you go. You got it. Now, your organs are the same thing. Except if I took, catch this, it's good. This is hot. You're going to learn. If I took your liver out and threw it down on the floor, would it spread out like the blood? If I took your brain out and spread it out over the floor, would it spread out like blood would? No. Why? Because the space in between the liver cells and the space in between the brain cells is strung together by connective tissue. So the connective tissue, the collagen, the elastin, the proteoglycan matrix, gives it shape. Good. You got it. Yes, I go slow. Need to, right? We all agree. You don't think about this on the way to work every day. But if you're dealing with a symptom and you want to get to third base, meaning to regenerate yourself from that chronic disease, you better understand this. I'm doing 3 classes on this. I think this is the hottest topic. This and the DNA. These subjects are filled with God. They're filled with the Garden of Eden. They're filled with what every good Christian should understand. They're not filled with, take this herb because it will renew your stem cells. That is garbage. Even though deer antler and cordyceps and royal jelly from the bee will participate in that process. But you have to work for it. Fat Harry, the cab driver, the jack-in-the-box, cigarette-smoking, greasy ball, not knocking cab drivers, just an example. You just don't take deer antler and build up your stem cells, start delivering your stem cells to your diseased colon that's going to get cut out, or your destroyed heart, or your failing kidney, or your dysfunctional pancreas. You just don't do that. So you get that, right? That's important to understand. Herbs work for you. You have to work harder for the herb. There's a concept you've got to take into yourself. Herbs work. You have to work harder for the herb. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Keep listening. Calm yourself. You're on a long path. In my opinion, even the best of us are shocked that you're not even going to get to zero sometimes until the second year. You're going to understand why today. That's true. Oh, a year, 2 years, 3 years. Yeah, the cost of your vacation. That nice Mercedes you're driving.